We are back on regional radio, and the state cross country meets are coming up this weekend in Columbia, Missouri. The district and sectionals were just last week. Classes 1 through 3 had their district tournaments, and in Class 2, District 5, Steelville High School, what a weekend they had last weekend as both the boys and girls qualified as a team for the state tournament coming up this weekend. The boys ran away literally with first place, 23 points, a 40-point difference between first and second place, so they get the district championship there. And then the Steelville girls finishing in second place just behind Hartville by 3 points, but they were able to get a team score of 46 to qualify for state. So a very impressive performance for both the boys and girls teams for Steelville High School. And the head coach of both of those teams, Matt Hammonds, joining us now, and it certainly was a happy weekend to see your runners go through all that, I'm sure, for you, right?
It was definitely a great, great weekend for us. I mean, especially for all of the kids. I mean, they've worked really hard, you know, all season long for that. So it's been pretty awesome.
Talking about the boys first, because what they were able to put together was certainly impressive. To have a 40-point difference between first and second place and to have, you know, your top three finishers all be in the top five overall, all five of your of the runners that count towards your points, they all finish in the top eight. Then you had another runner that finished ninth. I mean, how do you think they really prepared for this and were able to put together the performance that they did at the district meet?
Well, I mean, all season long we've been looking at trying to go to some of the larger competitive meets to where there were a lot more teams, which I think that allowed us to be more comfortable when racing, like within the top 10 individuals. They stuck together and for cross country and placing, that's what you want them to do. You want them to stick together and run as a unit just so they can go up and finish really well. So.
Well, they certainly did. They followed that to a T last weekend, and your top finisher, Connor Diaz, just a freshman this year, and he's a district champ. How did you feel about his performance, and how was he reacting to it after he had won it?
Well, I mean, ultimately, when we had a conversation with him, I mean, he felt very comfortable, like very relaxed going in. I think that he has a lot more to offer. I think that as a freshman, just getting that experience and seeing where it will take him in the future, I think that's what our focus is right now, getting as much experience as he can and trying to make sure he's going in confident with what he needs to be doing and when where he needs to be placing at in the top five. So.
On the girls' side now, they qualified finishing in second place. It was a little bit of a tighter contest up between the top teams there, but they were able to get 46 points. The top finisher, Courtney Diaz, for your team, then Daylon Pryor, Breanne Church, and Lauren Davis all finishing in the top 15 overall. And it's a young group on the girls' side, and it is on the boys' side too, but just looking at the years for some of your runners for the girls and the ones that finished near the top, freshman, sophomore, and then freshman, also rounding out the team. What did you kind of see from them as they go into a meet where, you know, they hadn't been in a district meet before, but how do you think they performed their first time around for most of them?
Well, I think, you know, this season we actually ran at Columbia at Gants Creek earlier, and my girls ended up taking first in their division for that, and I think that set us up pretty – like it built their confidence up, you know, in what they could do. And I think they ultimately got to see that, you know, when all of the pieces fell into place at districts. I mean, I think they were focused and they knew what running a larger meet, you know, was all about. So I think they were pretty confident coming into that, and hopefully that runs over to state.
Yeah, you bet, because that's where State will be at that same course at Gans Creek, so it should be a familiar territory for you. With the youth that you have on the girls' side and also on the boys' side, with three freshmen all finishing in the top 10 in their individual meet as well, as both of these teams go to State, what's kind of the goal that you're setting for them? Because I'm sure they want to try and win it, but what's kind of the thing that you are expecting for the group, considering what you've seen from them so far and the challenges that you've put in front of them to try and accomplish as they finish out their season coming up in Columbia this weekend?
I think, you know, ultimately for both the athletes that I have and as me as a coach is getting on the podium. I mean, I think that's a pretty outstanding accomplishment with whatever they do. So being in that top four, I definitely can see as one of our main goals. We've talked a little bit about it, but I tell you, it's going to be a close race between, for my boys' side, you know, that first through fourth place, you know, it could go to any one of the teams with Fatima and East Newton and Herman for that matter. So I mean, it's going to be very close, but we're in it. So and our goal is to get up there and absolutely not have any regrets. So
well, and you talked about it a little bit earlier, being able to go to a course that you've seen already this year and that your young runners have seen already this year. How do you think that helps them?
Oh, absolutely. That gives them the experience. We've already had discussions over, you know, where they needed to be at each meter mark. And so especially where some of their competition could be and just absolutely just running the course, like how to run it smart. So, I mean, seeing that once this year, that has helped us, you know, gain an advantage. So.
You bet. Well, thanks so much again, Coach, for talking with us today. And again, congratulations on the success that both the boys and girls had this weekend. And we'll wish you best of luck coming up at State on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Matt Hammonds, the head coach of the boys and girls Steelville Cardinals cross country teams. The boys took the district championship. The girls second place. Both of them qualified for the state tournament coming up at Gans Creek Course in Columbia, Missouri on Saturday.